Hello, hello, I'm Brooke Devard, and you're listening to the Naked Beauty Podcast. Beyonce just makes us feel like we can do anything. In fact, I would say she reminds us that we can do anything. Think about the way we have watched her go from house music to now country music. She did a couture collection with Balmain. Now she has her hair care line launching. She directed a feature documentary film about the Renaissance World Tour that she did. The thing that she makes clear in that film in particular is you're going to have to put your heart and soul into it, but it is all possible. I'm recording this podcast the day after the most incredible night celebrating the launch of Sacred, which of course is the new hair care line lovingly developed by Beyonce and Miss Tina Knowles. Now, the serotonin boost that I got from receiving this email, you cannot imagine. Let me read the email. Now, at the time of receiving this email, everything is under strict embargo, everything's super confidential. So the email comes, we're excited to invite you to the launch event for Sacred, a hair care brand by Beyonce Knowles Carter. This invite is non-transferable and does not include plus ones. Final details will be provided the morning of the event, right? So we just know what day it is and not that much else, but there is a beautiful invitation and the dress code says all white, no exceptions. So I'm absolutely freaking out over receiving this email. I am so excited. And before I even just like get into the night and the preparation process to even attend the event, I just want to share what I believe to be the macro lesson from the launch of Sacred and what has been an overwhelmingly positive reception of the product line, because I think it tells us something. The incredible launch event, the positive reception of the brand, they all point to this essential truth. When you do things with intention, people can feel it. And let's also be honest about the beauty community for a moment, because I believe that as a community, we are sort of primed and ready to be skeptical of any celebrity that enters the beauty space. So when you get all of these kind of little thoughtful details one by one, and you start to string them together and you start to see, you kind of take a step back and you say, oh, now I really understand what they're doing. And so one of the things that's happening for me, just even as a consumer, is as I get more details about the line and I see all of the kind of little thoughtful moments, I'm really struck by the bigger picture and what they're trying to achieve, but that the details are not being overlooked. So let's start with the name, Beyonce. Say, she's the founder. So you take the say from Beyonce and you turn that into Sacred. And I'm actually going to read a snippet from her Essence magazine cover story, the interview that she did. And I also want to say while we're on the topic that a cover with Essence is major. When I saw that image of Beyonce with her hair wrapped around her neck, my jaw dropped. It was just such a stunning and strong image. And I think the other reason why so many of us loved that cover was because Essence was in every single Black beauty salon that we went to growing up. And it's been a sacred publication within the Black community. Essence magazine means something. It means way more to see Beyonce on the cover of Essence than on the cover of Vogue. So Brooklyn White, who writes the story for Essence, asks Beyonce about the name Sacred and what inspired her to name the brand this. And Beyonce responds, I have many beautiful memories attached to my hair. You'll know real when you get it. It will say eBay authenticity guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like a gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms. The relationship we have with our hair is such a deeply personal journey. From spending my childhood in my mother's salon to my father applying oil on my scalp to treat my psoriasis, these moments have been sacred to me. The conversations and debates in the salons and barbershops create a sense of community for the people who look to it as a retreat from their everyday lives. For them, it's a place to feel beautiful and vent and laugh and share secrets and pass down wisdom. It's the most consistent community gathering we have. It's so important that it's a sanctuary. And that night, when we arrived to the sacred event, it was an event space, but it was transformed into a beauty salon last night. Again, everything done with intention. We're not just going to call this hair care line anything. We're going to be really thoughtful about the name. I called my podcast Naked Beauty because I wanted to have vulnerable discussions about beauty. I wanted to strip down all of the pretense and bare the truth. I named my podcast Naked Beauty before I ever recorded the first episode back in 2016, which is now 8 years ago, because I knew the spirit in which I wanted people to arrive to these interviews, and I also knew how I wanted the conversations to be received. And we know from so many examples that names become these self-fulfilling prophecies. And when I look at the whole sacred line and all of the packaging and the steps and the kind of order of each of the products, there's a lot of ritual involved. And I think about in the natural hair community, we have the term, of course, wash day. And what does that term wash day elicit for you? It just sounds dreadful. It makes me feel like I have to wash dishes. I have to wash a lot of dirty clothes and fold laundry. Like, wash day does not give me something to look forward to. And so I've been thinking, how much would our experience be changed by simply referring to that Saturday or Sunday that you do your hair, your day for your hair ritual. This is the day to do my sacred hair ritual, instead of thinking of it as this dreaded wash. You'll know real when you get it. It will say eBay authenticity guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like a gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms. Day. Now, it wouldn't be responsible of me to talk about this line without talking about some of the detractors or more critical comments. And one of the things that came up early on when it was announced that Beyoncé would be giving us a hair care line was, well, she wears wigs all the time. She wears protective styles all the time. Why is she giving us a hair product? And as everyone saw in the Essence magazine shoot, under all of those wigs and protective styles is very long, healthy hair. And what I find most impressive is how healthy her hair is, considering it's been color treated. Like, I mean, she's gone like blonde and heat styled sometimes. Now, long hair does not equal healthy hair, but in order to retain length, it means that you're treating your scalp really well, that you're cleansing your hair consistently, and you're moisturizing consistently, and you've got that kind of like moisture protein balance down. Brooklyn White asks her about this in the Essence interview. She says, how do you maintain your hair health while having dyed hair? And Beyoncé responds, what saves my hair is technology and the formula we created for our sacred products. It's a fermentation made from honey and keratin that helps to stop my hair from breaking and brings the shine back. The technology and the products is effective enough that I don't need to over-manipulate my hair while I shampoo. Now, I also want to note here that this kind of keratin complex that she's discussing is patent pending. And in a lot of the press materials and on the website, they talk about this complex being proven to stop breakage and to kind of help to maintain the structure of your hair. She continues, a lot of people don't know how easy it is to have buildup on our hair from overusing the wrong products. The buildup prevents the hair from receiving the best results from the products. I try to be gentle with my hair. The lather in our silicone-free clarifying shampoo and scalp scrub is so relaxing. It gets my hair and my scalp clean without stripping away the moisture. In addition to using the products, I wear my hair pressed, colored, ironed, and natural as much as I wear protective styles, depending on what I'm doing. I also use an oil for my scalp underneath the braids. When I take my braids down, I focus on cleansing and moisturizing my hair before putting it back into a protective style. I like to look at these routines more like rituals because the care and love you give your hair is special, intimate, and a process that we tend to overlook. Now, I have a few other reasons why I don't fully buy people saying that this is inauthentic. I think one of the main reasons why why this is one of the most authentic products that she could bring to market is because hair is so linked to culture. And who sets more hair trends than Beyoncé? We can all remember when everyone had to have the long lemonade braids, or even more recently, the day after her Super Bowl performance, I go onto my TikTok For You page and I see girls doing the big Texas hair, the big barrel curls, listening to Texas Hold'em. Like, Beyoncé sets hair trends. Furthermore, Miss Tina has been mixing products in the back of her hair salon for years. This is the perfect product category for both of them to put all of their hard work and love into. And I'm also hopeful that Sacred will expand into more self-care items. Okay, let's jump back into the event. I get this email, no location, no real time. I immediately cancel everything I've got on Tuesday after 1 p.m. and I spend the entire weekend putting together a look. I got flashbacks to preparing for the Renaissance tour. Like, it was like, you've got to come correct. Now, I started with what was in my closet, but all of my white items felt very kind of summery to me. But then I remembered that I had a Stetson hat in my cart. I had done my research since Beyoncé dropped Act 2, 16 Carriages, I think one of her best songs ever. And I was like, okay, I need a great Stetson hat. I did my measurements. It was sitting in the cart. And I said, what if I did a white cowboy hat? But then I saw, okay, it's not going to come on time. My friend says, have you been to the Country General store in the Valley? I said, the Country General store? He's like, yeah, it's like right on Van Nuys. They have an incredible selection of cowboy boots and Stetsons. I went there. I got a beautiful white cowboy hat exactly in my size. And let me just say, this is my first kind of like nice, you know, real cowboy hat. And I immediately felt 10 times more powerful in this hat. Now, to add to this moment, my team and I have been working on this deep dive on Black cowboy culture. We've been working on it kind of like the whole week that we posted on the Naked Beauty Planet Instagram. I will link to it here in the show notes. But I think that wearing cowboy boots and hats just kind of hits differently when you know how ingrained Black people have been in cowboy culture. From Black rodeo stars of the 1880s to women like Stagecoach Mary, who was born a slave in Tennessee and became one of the first Black women to work for the U.S. Postal Service. She had an iconic mail route. Like, she was a legend in the West because everyone knew if Stagecoach Mary is delivering your mail, it's going to get there on time. She rode on horseback. She was a sharpshooter, and mail routes were dangerous because thieves and bandits would target people delivering mail. But again, Stagecoach Mary, she was a sharpshooter. She was known as having a very fast hand with that gun. So she was defending herself and delivering the mail by any means necessary. That's how she got the name Stagecoach Mary. So I'm very excited about this country era and how it's going to bring forth a lot of the erasure we've had around Black cowboy culture. Okay, so I have my white hat. Then I go to see my friends at The Show Must Go On. It's a fashion rental spot. It is owned by Zarina Akers, who is another Beyoncé collaborator. She did all of the costuming for Black is King. She's an incredible stylist. And she has this incredible showroom where you can just kind of make an appointment and get styling help. They can pull things for you. You pay a rental fee. I'm obsessed with it. I think it's such a brilliant business model. Now, you'll remember this invite says all white, no exceptions. I find this beautiful Tom Ford suit, but the lapels are Black. And that's when I kind of like have the realization that when it says all white, no exceptions, if you're the person that comes with like a pop of color or like not fully following it, that is the equivalent of being the person that speaks during the mute challenge. Like when Beyoncé says everybody on mute and then like one or two people just can't help themselves but screaming, that is you arriving to an all white party, not in all white. Now, I found a white trench coat because, again, I have no idea what to expect at this point. Is it indoors? I'm assuming it's indoors. Will there be a line? It's projected to rain on Tuesday. I just feel like I need a coat. A coat is an essential part of the look. So I find this incredible white trench coat, which I pair with just a very simple cream white slip dress. It's like a bias cut slip dress. Very simple. I get these incredible Alessandra Rich clip-on earrings that are just pure drama and sparkle. And then I found the most incredible boots again at The Show Must Go On. It's a Black designer. Kiahri is the name. K-E-E-Y-A-H-R-I. These white pointed toe boots with like this sculptural silver heel. Such an amazing boot. I paired that with some silver bangles and my white cowboy hat and I was ready to go. So once I like know what I'm going to wear, I feel set. I feel settled. That's like a nice puzzle piece to have figured out. Glam day arrives. I love glam day. I love getting my makeup done. I always see it as like an opportunity to collaborate with a makeup artist. And yesterday I got to work with Jaime Diaz. He's incredible. He did the makeup that's on my podcast cover art, and he's super editorial, kind of like high fashion, but I love working with him because he's all about skin. Like, he can do the craziest look on you, but your skin is going to be so glowing and flawless on point. He spends the majority of his time on skin. It's just this very kind of clean, skin-forward aesthetic. We use the Shiseido foundation, which is just like such a beautiful, nice, like light foundation. And under the eyes, we used Huda Beauty. We set that with powder. We did a fun lash, but then at the very like last moment, we were like, should we just like do silver? Should we just go there? And he had all of these kind of pro products. And one of the pro products that he brought was this kind of metallic silver, but it was like a liquid metal. I've never seen an eye paint quite like this. It looks like molten liquid metal that you kind of paint onto the skin. It was so cool. I was like, okay, we have to use that. He paired it with this kind of white Dior shadow, this kind of shimmery, white, soft Dior shadow to kind of smoke out the perimeter of the eye. It was such an interesting effect. And as we were doing the makeup, we talked about how Pat McGrath, like that Margiela Couture show where Pat did that porcelain doll inspired makeup, really, I feel like, woke the girls up in the beauty space, in the makeup space. It was like, we're not playing it safe. Like, we're going for looks. Let's make a statement. If we're going to do it, then like, let's do it. And it was a lot of fun to kind of go there with the beauty look. Okay. And then the part of my look that I'm actually the most excited about beauty wise was my hair, because I was able to use my retro hair rollers that I am launching very, very soon. And I got to work with Beauty Bees, which, shout out to them, they are a Black owned hair supply shop here in Los Angeles. Beauty Bees is an amazing resource if you need like a last minute appointment, a mobile appointment service for an event. They specialize in hair braiding specifically, and it was super easy to book. And Geneva, who was the braider who was assigned to me, came over. And at first I was actually going to add white and clear beads to my braids. It would take about an hour, but then my mind just started going through everything else I have to do within a week. I was thinking about how I work out twice a week. I was thinking about recording this podcast and how difficult it would be to have beads in my hair and how that would pick up on the mic. So I said, okay, let's do something else. I have these curlers. I have never, ever used my own curlers dipped in hot water for my braids. I don't even know if it works. So I was like, let's just take the risk. Let's take the gamble. She's like, oh no, this is going to work. These are super cute. Where are these from? And I was like, oh my gosh, thank you. I made them. They're coming soon. And I got the most beautiful ringlet curls all throughout my braids now. I feel like I have a brand new braid style. So I'm very excited about that. It was like this kind of additional thrill that a product that I made and developed could give me results like this. I'm all dressed. I'm ready to go. My husband takes a picture of me before I'm out the door. And as I'm heading there, I'm having this moment like, is this my real life? And yes, like, I thank God for the opportunity, but I also thank God for not being jaded. That's actually the thing that I'm grateful for, having the perspective to know how special this truly is, to not feel like, oh, I'm just going to this event and I'm going to take a picture. Like, no, I feel honored to honestly be in the room. I think it's incredibly validating to be extended an invitation to an event like this. And this show and community is valid with or without any invitations or accolades, but Naked Beauty as a whole, like, it could not be more indie. Like, it could not be more indie if we tried, but we're part of the beauty conversation because people can feel the passion, the honesty, the curiosity. And when I arrived to the event, I am truly amazed at how many people listen to the show. Journalists, PR people, people on the marketing team, on the product team, some of the models coming up to me and saying that they love the show. All of the podcast listeners are ready to go on a deep dive about the ingredients. We skip the small talk. We head straight into our perspectives about the line. Like, what do you think about the fermented rice protein pack? I know if you listen to this show, you are a beauty nerd, and we can immediately connect and go deep. And I just like love meeting listeners. It's just this reminder, like, wow, people in the industry that are in decision-making positions are listening to these conversations that we're having here on the show. So I walk in downtown LA. It's pouring rain on the outside. You walk in and it's like this kind of old school hair salon. It honestly looks like the set of Bills, Bills, Bills. Now, for all of my listeners born around 2000, my younger listeners, go on YouTube, look up the Bills, Bills, Bills music video, but it kind of gives that kind of old school hairdresser vibe. Of course, Beyonce's Essence magazine is on some of the stands throughout the salon, which I think was a very nice touch. And I immediately begin to recognize some of my favorite creators like Bretman Rock and Elsa. But then I also see my hairstylist, Erin Courtney. And I'm very excited to see her because I know she's been secretly working behind the scenes. She didn't tell me anything. Trevor Noah kind of like spilled her tea. She had been working working on this line for a while. And again, I think it speaks to the intention where they have worked with professionals in the hair care community for a long time on Sacred. I would imagine that they solicited product feedback from hairstylists, and there are other founders there as well. People like Mariana Hewitt, who was the founder of Summer Fridays. I was able to finally talk to Deepika, the founder of Live Tinted. So you've got all of the kind of big beauty founders there as well. And it was really nice to hear from the founders and connect with them IRL when so much of the interaction is online. And here's one of the things that I struggle with at these events. This is what I really have the hardest time with. Do you prioritize capturing content? Because in some senses, you sort of have to, because I believe that this is something that your followers and audience want to see. And like, if you have access to it, if I have access to this event, I should share the beauty of that event at scale. It's kind of like a part of my job and the work that I do. Like when I watch Fashion Week content and people go to London Fashion Week and they just like post a single picture of their outfit outside, I'm like, can we see the show? Can we see some of the garments? Can we see some of the details? Can you paint a picture of it? Can you bring us along with you? And you all will have to remember that I was a social media manager for years at Ralph Lauren, covering events, covering fashion shows. So I feel that kind of a responsibility to document and capture everything and kind of capture in semi-realish time. But on the other hand, you realize how special it is to be in a room like this, and that you should actually spend a lot of your time kind of socializing and meeting people and making sure to congratulate the brand team, to congratulate the PR team, to thank people for the opportunity to even be in the room. So I ended up kind of doing a mix. What I noticed a lot of people did was they captured their content early, they got their cute pictures, and then they kind of went about the night without worrying it. So I followed suit. I did all of my content up front, and then I just really focused on enjoying the event. So the bottom floor, when you walk in, it's this hair salon experience. Again, they have the magazines out. They have these different salon chairs. They've got these kind of retro looking hooded dryers. Then you go through a walkway and you see that Sacred short film. That was that launch announcement film. It's being projected on a wall. You go to another room and then there's an elevator. Now the elevator even had Sacred branding inside, which I was extremely impressed by. The elevator doors open and you see a long hallway that's draped in fabric. Everything's all white and beautiful, and these larger than life bottles of the Sacred product. Now the packaging is simply stunning. It's the first thing you notice, but in person you really understand that the bottles have this like texture. There's like this grain to the bottles that feels really nice in the hand. But I'm also sure that like the traction that the texture provides means it's like less prone to slipping in the shower. That's just a theory I have. But again, the packaging, the architectural details, there's this kind of like art deco spirit of a lot of the bottles. And it is very, very difficult to produce bottles this unique. I can't underscore this enough. Like, new molds have to be made, and factories do not like making molds for products unless they know that there are going to be hundreds and hundreds of thousands of products ordered. Most people have to pick from standard issue packaging and then add your own branding, add your own elements, make it your own with the artistic elements. But to change like bottle design and top design, that is like a whole new league of product packaging design. The team did an incredible job on that. I know that the packaging alone must have taken years. We go through the hallway, everyone's mingling. I see the Essence team, I congratulate them on their work. I get to meet more of the team at Sacred, an incredible team. Everyone's very excited. There's a lot of kind of like ooing and aahing in the air. They have a fragrance station set up where they're kind of breaking down the scents in the products. Temple Oud is one of their signature scents, and the ingredients are really great. It's got sandalwood, Haitian vetiver, neroli, bergamot. Some products have yuzu and white peach notes. The clarifying shampoo I know has peppermint. The fragrances were really thoughtfully put together, and there was a dedicated area within the launch event to kind of do a deep dive on the fragrance. Now it's at this point upstairs that I realized that something really amazing is happening. So I see Monique Rodriguez, who is the founder of Mayel, and then I see Nancy Twine, who's the founder of Briogeo, and we're all catching up, and it doesn't quite click yet. But then I kind of go into another area and I see Hannah Diop, who's the co-founder of Sienna Naturals, another incredible natural hair care line. These are all women that I respect and have been pioneers as Black women in the hair care space. The fact that Beyonce and Miss Tina and their team made a point to invite these founders, I think, is so beautiful and so telling. And it's funny because I saw Taraji P. Henson walking in, and I saw Tia Mowry and Gabrielle Union, and I just sort of chalked it up to, you know, like they're celebrities. But then I remember that they're also all founders working on their own thriving hair care lines. Listeners will remember when Larry Sims and Gab Union came on Naked Beauty to talk about the launch of Flawless. And when Beyonce and Miss Tina greet everyone one, they acknowledged the other founders in the room. And Beyoncé made a point to acknowledge all of the work that they've done. And it's so clear that Beyoncé does not see her legacy and their legacies as mutually exclusive. It's kind of this beautiful thing where everyone's part of the same community. And I think that's really powerful. And that acknowledgement of other founders, Black women founders in the hair care space, I think is incredible. Now, before you know it, an old school Bronner Brothers style hair show begins with an MC and everything. I've got a little bit of audio from that to play.
Get into it, get into it. Hair, darling. Again, if you don't know, you need to know now. Yes,
it is just like the most fun thing. The models are giving, the crowd is going crazy. And so the hairstylists kind of walk up with their models, and each design was inspired by one of the products. So someone's done an homage to the hydrating shampoo, someone's done an homage to the hair oil. And I talked to one of the stylists that was part of this hair show afterwards, Darius, and I was like, I would love to see like your references. Like, how did you think of these incredible sculptural hairstyles? And he was like, actually, there's no Pinterest board for what I created. I actually had to have what was in my head illustrated to really bring it to life. It was beautiful to see the creativity of Black hair being celebrated in this way and in a way that felt so intentional and just like fun. It also felt very like Renaissance Act One adjacent. And I love that the ballroom influence continues. Okay. Also, just in terms of people in the room, I saw Crystal and Kid Fury, and I've listened faithfully to The Read for 10 years. So as soon as I saw them, I just like reflexively had to open my mouth and just be a fangirl, because I have listened to them talk more than some of my best friends, to be honest, if you think about the accumulative hours I've spent listening to them talk. We leave, we're given these like giant suitcases. And it's funny because the suitcases were there when we walked in, but I wasn't thinking that they were filled with product. I kind of just thought they were part of the set design. And they're like, no, you can take this like giant mirrored trunk, and it has Sacred brand. It's like this stunning accessory, like this large case. I want to say it weighs 30 pounds and it has the entire product line inside. So I am like, oh, the fact that I'm walking away with everything just makes me, I'm overwhelmed. I call my Uber back home and I give my husband the full play-by-play because he knows how much this event means to me and he's been waiting for all of the details. After we have our chat, it's about 11 p.m. The efficiency part of my brain is saying, do I just like record the full unboxing now and do my first impressions video now? I pop my camera on and I record like a full first impressions video. It's about 30 minutes long. It's going to have to be edited down, but what I want to do is on this podcast, just talk you through a few of the standout products for me. If you've been listening to the podcast from the beginning, you know that I love mixing oils and I have a lot of oils. Like if you go into my bathroom right now, I have castor oil, jojoba oil, argan oil. I have pure rosemary oil that I add into argan oil for my edges. I have pumpkin seed oil. I have flaxseed oil. I have a little oil apothecary upstairs. And as I often share about my skincare journey, I got into skincare because of my experience with DIY natural hair care. I learned how to make every single concoction under the sun. I've made every henna hair mask, alma powder mask, apple cider vinegar rinse, avocado, yogurt, banana. I've put it all in my hair. Bentonite clay masks, shea butter masks. I mean, there are very few natural hair treatments that I haven't tried. So seeing all of the natural ingredients in this product line made me especially excited. If I could only order three things from the website, one of them would be the clarifying shampoo and scalp scrub for a few reasons. It retails for $38. It's positioned as skincare for your scalp. I'll just read the description. The clarifying shampoo and salt scrub sets the foundation for game-changing scalp care with gentle exfoliants and tea tree oil to remove product buildup and residue. It clarifies hair without overstripping it, which helps increase the efficiency of your wash routine. Infused with fermented purple willow bark and niacinamide, this dual-purpose formula visibly improves the scalp while providing a deep clean, formulated without silicones, SLS, SLEs, phthalates, parabens, all of those things. And the reason why this one really stands out to me is because it feels very differentiated from what is on the market. I've seen more and more products focused on the scalp, but I can just tell how refreshing this is. When I opened this to like kind of give it a whiff, I was immediately hit with this incredible tea tree, lemon, peppermint scent that just like made me feel alive. It also has rosemary in it. It smells really great. The beads aren't like these harsh beads. It feels like it's a quite gentle exfoliator. It's also interesting to me that niacinamide is part of the formulation. So when I take down my braids, this will be the very first product that I'm reaching for, the clarifying shampoo and scalp scrub. The other product that immediately caught my eye was the deep conditioning mask, because I love a deep conditioning mask. Now, there's a reconstructing treatment mask that's specifically formulated for damaged hair, for color-treated hair. It's been clinically tested and proven to reduce breakage. But the deep conditioning mask, as someone that just loves a beautiful, nourishing deep conditioning mask, I just got very excited about the ingredients. So this is the moisturizing deep conditioner. It's $38. Bring dehydrated and dull hair back to life with this ultra-rich formula. It's infused with our African oil blend and shea butter to moisturize, soften, and improve manageability. This African oil blend is noted throughout a lot of the sacred products, and I'll just talk to what those three oils are. So it's a baobab oil, a moringa oil, and a blackseed oil. Those are three oils that I especially love and have used in my own kind of DIY hair products. Moringa I have the most experience with out of all of these, and moringa oil is just like so good for your skin and hair. But what I love about this formula is that there's also squalane in it, and we know that squalane is also so good for your skin and hair. This feels like a more cosmetically elegant version of something that I could have made myself, but of course has all of the great moisturizing properties, but is shelf stable. The other thing that stood out to me about this product in particular is it says that it's best for curly, coily, and zigzag coiled hair. So that to me is a signal that this was formulated for textured hair. Beyoncé's hair care line is for all types of hair, whether you have very straight, fine, thin hair, whether you have curly, thick hair, no matter what hair type you have, there is a product for you in this line. But the fact that this product specifically called out that it was best for curly, coily, and zigzag coiled hair made me feel like it would be a good match for me in my type 4 hair. And last but not least, the hair oil. As soon as I saw the product, I was like, I'm ordering this nourishing hair oil before I even know what's in it, because I just think the bottle, there is something about this hair oil bottle that is so iconic. It's $44 and it's this blend of 13 oils. I'm going to tell you the 13 oils. Again, if you've listened to Naked Beauty a long time, you already know my obsession with sea buckthorn oil. I've actually never thought to put it in my hair. I've only used it in skincare because it's so expensive. But it has sea buckthorn oil, baobab, moringa, blackseed, castor, sunflower seed oil, watermelon seed, olive oil, sweet almond, flaxseed, golden jojoba oil, argan oil, and coconut oil to reinforce your hair's lipid barrier and seal in moisture. Now, I do want to give feedback, or what could be seen as a critique. Like if I had to say, okay, what's one thing that you would have wanted to see differently as a consumer? I personally, in my own natural hair journey, around 2014, swore off coconut oil in my hair. And I will tell you why. In the New York freezing cold temperatures, coconut oil, when you put it in, you know, in your warm shower, it just like kind of melts into your hair. It makes your hair feel very soft. As soon as you step outside, that coconut oil is like freezing up. It's making your hair hard. Like I would wonder, like I would do my kind of wash and go or my twist outs, and I would use coconut oil to seal everything in. And then I would be like, why is my hair just like feel so hard? And it was because of the coconut oil. And then in the summer, when I was doing coconut oil in my hair, of course it melted. I was sweating. It's causing me to break out all over my face. It was just like a mess. I was like, coconut oil is not for me. Now, I can't give that as like a full criticism for this having coconut oil, because the coconut oil that we were using in like the early natural hair care days, like we were getting it like at our local Whole Foods or health supply store. I was just buying unrefined, cold pressed, virgin coconut oil, because that is again the stage we were at in the natural hair community. We were like in the DIY mixing and doing it ourselves phase. I would imagine that this coconut oil has been formulated in a way to blend with the other oils that will not mean disaster for my hair. I will report back and let you know my honest opinions, but I'm choosing to not be turned off from the coconut oil addition into this hair blend. I will also say that this hair oil smells incredible, and I think that it's a great way, like, you know, when you've had a silk press and you've been wearing it for a while, or maybe you have a fresh blow up and you just kind of want to like refresh it and give it some life. You just do a few pumps of this oil in the palms of your hands and kind of smooth it over your hair. And I just feel like it's just going to give this really gorgeous shine. And then the only other thing, if I had to give product feedback, and this is like really, really nitpicky, this is like really showing how few things there are to give feedback on, the shampoo packaging, I have noticed, one of the things I really appreciate about Olaplex and Davinus, and I think Acton Acre does this very well too, is when you have these kind of like semi-clear or like semi-transparent vessels for your product, you can see when you're running out. the packaging is completely opaque, so you can't kind of like eyeball and see when you're like running low out of shampoo or like you're running low on the hair lotion. But again, that's being like extremely nitpicky. And then the only other thing would be I'd love to see a conditioner, which I think they have said is coming, I believe. There's a deep conditioner, there's a strengthening mask, but there's no kind of like daily, everyday conditioner. When I do my wash day, I guess I'll use the deep conditioning mask as my conditioner. I'm someone that has a hair type that benefits from more moisture, but I would imagine if you're ordering the shampoo and maybe your hair would be too weighed down by the deep conditioner, you would want to have a conditioner that you could use day to day. I'm very interested in like the two-step treatment with the fermented rice that comes with the shaker. Like that feels like a true ritual, and I will definitely be making a video about my experiences when my wash day finally arrives, but I'm just grateful to have the products. I'm grateful to have been in the room to experience this. And again, I think that the way that Beyonce and Miss Tina Knowles and the entire team at Sacred has gone about bringing this product to us, launching it, telling us the story, working on extremely high quality ingredients and beautiful packaging. It is all telling us that whatever we want to achieve, we can do it with love and intention. And if it's authentic to us, other people will just feel that. That's like, I believe, a universal truth. When you feel it, other people feel it. And for me, as a consumer, I can truly feel how much love and thought went into the development of Sacred, and that is why I'm so excited to have my hands on this product finally. All right. Thank you all so much for listening. This was like a very crucial and important emergency episode of the pod. I so appreciate you listening. Today's episode was edited by Mbie Kasanga. Make sure you're following me on social on Instagram and TikTok. I'm at Brooke DeVard, and at Naked Beauty Planet is the community for this incredible podcast. Thank you all so, so much for your support. Your support is what means the most to me. It's what gives me the opportunity to do incredible things like attend the launch event that I went to last night. So thank you all. And you all are never shy in the DMs. So please always feel free to reach out. And if you love this episode, go ahead and share it on your Instagram stories. Tag me at Naked Beauty Planet. I love to see when you all are listening. Take the time to rate and review the podcast. It helps more people find it. Thank you so much for listening. I ain't never seen a ceiling in my whole life. That's word to prove. Freestyling life. Blueprint by my chicka who never cries. I'm so not a
eyes. Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.